You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
This is station BBOE. Miss Jean Alexandra, the famous soprano, will sing O Sole Mio. Miss Sid Wolf at the piano. Stand by for a moment, please. Miss Alexandra will now sing O Sole Mio. Jack Kaufman's Minstrels, broadcasted direct from the theater. What's the matter, Jack?
Hey, what's that buzzing around my head?
Why, that's a horsefly.
A horsefly? What kind of an animal is a horsefly?
They buzz around horses and mules.
Well, you don't mean to say that I'm a mule.
Well, you can't fool a horsefly.
In a town in Germany, there lived a guy who could really rock, and his name was Johann Sebastian Bach.
What a guy, really rock, name was Johann Sebastian Bach.
So if you want a tune that will really ride, keep you jiving on the steady side. You can give with the solid sock if you start swinging back to Bach. you want to keep me in the world, if you want to please this little girl, swing me by. Just forget that ragtime melody, go and get yourself a minor key, take a look or two at history, swing me by. Oh, swing me just a little further far, just a little further far. Oh, if you're gonna send me, then swing me far. Stop that ragtime melody, get into a minor key, take a look at history, don't forget fugue.
Daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreamin', the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power. Now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Oh yes, it's Radiola, and it's another one of those early morning ones I always do, because I have to get this thing done. That's why. And this edition of Radiola is, I'm going to call it Look Back in Amber, for no particular reason. It refers kind of to the other side of one of the selections we just played, but not to the first one. We begin with what is called on the label the National Comedy Four, but it was actually Jack Kaufman and Jane Alexander. It sounded like singing O Solo Mio is what they said it was. Terrible. Talk about a mashup. Tuning In on the Radio, 1924. And, yes, and it sounded like there were chickens clucking in the background. I guess it was the chicken wire that they used to wind the coils with in those days. I must have done that. Also, the other thing why radio actually did sound like that in 1924 is everything was broadcast on the same frequency, which was something like 833 kilohertz, or kilocycles to those of you who are, you know, purists. And that's why everything just, if you had, and there was selectivity, was almost as bad as it is today on FM. But get one of those cheap radios. But that's what it sounded like. So that was why radio was so maddening. The people had to were broadcasting all over the top of each other. So that's what radio pretty much sounded like in 1924. And so it's amazing. Radio then was in its infancy. Now it's in its senility, and it's hard to tell the difference. Except I think it was better in its infancy. Johnny Long and his orchestra. That would be Helen Young on the vocal with a really terrible song, but I just had to play it because it was just sort of... it just hit me a certain way. Swing Me Bach, or Back, I suppose, to Bach, 1940, and nobody can rock like Johann Sebastian Bach. Just remember that, kids, if you're checking that one out. And we'll play the other side of that toward the end of the show, and that's really the other side is the basis of our cryptic statement here. Look Back in Amber, and we don't know what we're blowing our top on this week on Radiola, and I'm Eddie Senior, and I'm trying everything, and I'm just seeing what works here. Yes, if you want this playlist or any other playlist for Radiola, please check out Radiola blog, which is specifically Radiola. There's no other thing. Radiolablog.blogspot.com. Somebody was talking about my radio room. I said, well, I can't even if I picked up a soldering iron, I'd hurt myself. And I've done so. I once changed a tube without killing myself. That was interesting. But no, there's another guy out there who has a great radio page. But this is not about that. This is about music. And we're going to continue with the music. Speaking of looking back, here's the Vanderbilt Orchestra, Harry Archer, Irving Kaufman in 1927, way back when. So let's head back there.
Thank you. Thank you.
Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra, 1927. Now, this song is still well known, so if you don't know this song, you have no reason to listen to this show, but ain't she sweet? Franklin Bauer singing it with Nat Shilkret. And, the other side was Muddy Water, which I've played somewhat recently, I think. Palmer House Victorians, that's Jules Herbivore, going from the common to the obscure. Frank Silvano on the vocal, Desert Eyes from 1926 on Vocalion. And not many of those things turn up, so it's nice to have that. It's a little exotic. There's a little exotica in the show, too, in addition to being somewhat strange and mysterious from my own point of view. Vanderbilt Orchestra, Harry Archer, also on Vocalion with Irving Kaufman singing Way Back When. And the recording of that, most of us know, is by Waring's Pennsylvanians, but that's just for a difference there. There's a little change there. This is Radiola, and we're more differenter than anyone else on radio, or off radio, for that matter. that's what I have to say. And I'm Andy Senior, and I bespeak that difference in my daily life. This is a reference to a program we saw. We've been watching Michael Feinstein's excellent show on PBS, and we watch so little TV. We barely know how to turn the thing on, but we wanted to catch this because he had some. Well, the first episode had Rich Connolly, whom we know and think is wonderful. And so we had to continue watching the series. And what came out was last week, which you may have seen, he was trying to find an undiscovered Irving Berlin song called So Will I. Well, it turned out, after going through the whole show, it was actually by Cliff Friend and Lou Brown. Well, it was recorded in 1926 by Jack Smith, with a couple of verses and at least two different choruses on it. So here's Jack Smith, the Whispering Baritone, in 1926 with So Will I, and this goes out to Michael Feinstein.
Agree to disagree. I'm telling you, you're telling me that we should both forget. But before we drift apart, let's wait a while. Sweetheart, someday we may regret. You'll meet somebody, some sweet somebody. So will I. So will I. You'll go to parties, yes, lots of parties. So will I. So will I. Then you'll say off with the old love, on with the new. And I'll say the same thing too. Then you'll be sorry, you'll be so sorry. And so will I, so will I. Now let's be fair, dear, to each other. I don't care, dear, for another. For you are my sweetheart. And let's forgive and start anew, 'cause I love you. And if we drift apart, you'll meet somebody, some sweet somebody. So will I, yes, so will I. And you'll go to parties, yes, lots of parties. And so will I, you know it, so will I. And you'll say off with the old love, and on with the new. And I'll say the same thing too, you know I will. Then you'll be sorry, you'll be so sorry. And so will I, so will I. And you'll want some lovin', some turtle dovin', by and by. So will I.
then you'll meet me and treat me so sweetly. Then you'll sigh, and so will I. And then you'll get a thrill from your new love, and I'll get one too. But when we both get through, you know what we'll do? Then you'll start missing our old time kissing. So will I, so will I.
The boat, the boatman is. leave no shame.
The vulgar boatman is no fool. The vulgar boatman loves his fool.
He's a water troubadour. That's what he's noted for.
Benny has no girls to hug. Jenny hugs the shore.
The vulgar boatman fears no gale.
On bargain days he takes in sail.
He's a good old sailor and a fisherman alone.
But he's never caught a thing outside of catching cold.
He's always busy on the phone,
the phone.
The vulgar boatman sleeps alone.
The vulgar boatman loves his port.
The vulgar boatman's pants are short.
There's no bathing in the park, but the boatman loves a lark.
Once a week on Saturdays, just bubble in the dark.
The vulgar boatman has a past.
He's been before behind the mast.
He don't look like Valentino on a movie reel.
Though he is a common person, he has sex appeal.
Some other fellow's wife he got. The vulgar boatman now is shot. Hey!
The Yacht Club Boys, whom I am informed contain the Chick Ender, although Brian Rust will differ, but of course he always did differ, so that's why we love him too. The vulgar boatman. You can't make this stuff up. Apparently they did in 1926, though, because that's when that was recorded. The Vulgar Boatman, and he sounds like a swinging guy. Jack Gordon, which is actually Frank Silvano again. A Night in June. Yes, give me A Night in June, although February's pretty close this year. 1927 on Vocalion. Yes, it's June and February, and because I'm in love and because of maybe solar flares or maybe somebody's using too many light bulbs. Who knows? Jack Smith, So Will I, 1926, which was written by Lou Brown and Cliff Friend, and published by Irving Berlin, although there was a wild goose chase last week on Michael Feinstein's American Songbook. So I think, you know, he could have saved the whole show if he just, you know, looked it up, maybe. I don't know. But but it made for the show. It really made it work. So I guess it was all justified in that. This is Radiola, and we justify this show every week because, well, I'll let you fill in the blank. And I'm Andy Senior, and I'm the big blank that has to be filled. And we're going to continue. The Collegians, which was a group, the first group I think that Spiegel Wilcox recorded with from their last session in 1923, very popular song. Which you will recognize, no doubt. And there's a nice solo by Spiegel on here, just melodic, very nice tone. I Cried for You.
Thank you. Thank you.
Vincent Rose and his Montmartre Orchestra, Buddy Burns on the vocal with Sadie, 1924, and I believe that was recorded in Oakland. Yes. Oakland, California, that is, for those of you who are... I'm not talking about Auckland, New Zealand. I'm talking about Oakland, California. Although I have listeners in New Zealand, so this is our Oakland, which is spelled differently. And that's okay. But a nice, that's a nice hot record, too. I paid for it, though. But, no, it's hot music. Herring's, these days, hot music on the Internet has a whole new meaning, by the way, so watch yourself. Herring's Happy Harmonists, Mobile Blues, 1924. And that would be Bob Herring, I'm guessing. Who else would it be? It's not a Kippard Herring. And the Collegians, including Spiegel Wolcox on there, I Cried for You, 1923 on Victor. Oh, yes. And this is Radiola, and we are, we're not crying. We're looking back in amber, whichever, which means just what you think it means. And I'll drink to that later, but it's way too early in the day right now. And I'm Andy Sr., and I'm holding up. Isabella Patricola, 1920. Speaking of drinking to that, there's a reason all the boys love Mary, and you'll find out what it is. And the other girls don't like it very much, but you'll hear it. And here's Isabella Patricola.
Jeannie is fascinating. Gay Babette is such a sly coquette. And sweet Marie is such a dear little pet. While little Mary Brown is the homeliest girl in the town. But all the boys love Mary. They follow her around. They chase her all around. Reenie, Jeannie, Babette, and Marie are crying, what's the matter with me? But all the boys love Mary, and when she laughs, you think she's going to cry. But they ain't got what Mary's got, a daddy with a cellar full of you know what. And all the boys love Mary, coming through the rye. Reenie is athletic, Jeannie is sympathetic. Gay Babette at golf is quite a champ, and sweet Marie can roll her eyes like a bam. While little Mary Brown is a sight in the handsomest gown. But all the boys love Mary. They used to be content with half of 1%. Reenie and Jeannie, Babette and Marie are serving nothing stronger than tea. But all the boys love Mary. They know just where to go when they feel dry. They come in pairs from everywhere, and Mary winks and leads them down the cellar stairs. And all the boys love Mary, coming through the
my question, sure will comfort me. Oh, tell me where's my sweetie hiding? Gee, but I'd like to know, wonder what made her go. Where is she residing? Though I've
across every place, not a trace of her face. I think I'll advertise for her in the news. I realize I lost the cure for my blues. Oh, tell me where the sweetie hiding. Wonder if she'll come back to me.
But shouting I'm home, oh, the whippoorwill sings in the sycamore just the same. And the butterflies fly by the buttercup just the same. Oh, the orioles call by the waterfall once again. And the little red hen lays around all day, and she lays her eggs in the new mown hay. Oh, the katydids do what they do just the same. And the goldenrod nods to the daisies down the lane. It must be heaven that I see, for there's one who waits for me, just to tell me that she loves me just the same. Whippoorwill sings in the sycamore just the same, and the butterflies fly by the buttercups just the same. Oh, the orioles call by the waterfall once again, and the little red hen lays around all day. She lays her eggs in the new mown hay. Oh, the katydids do what they do just the same, and the goldenrod nods to the daisies down the lane. It must be heaven that I see, for there's one who waits for me, just to tell me that she loves me just the same. It must be heaven that I see, for there's someone who waits for me, just to tell me that she loves me positively.
Honey Duke and his Uke, and that would be Johnny Marvin, of course, accompanied by Andy Sinella, I'm guessing, because there's a clarinet and then there's a guitar, and the guitar is it's uncharacteristically a regular guitar, not a Hawaiian job, but a standard tuning, what they would call a Spanish guitar in those days, is to differentiate between that and a Hawaiian guitar. But that's whom I'm guessing it is. 1927, just the same. Nice, cheerful thing. On Cameo, you had somebody called Addie Britt, A-D-D-Y, Britt. That was Arthur Fields to these ears. You know, I can tell him a mile away. Where's my sweetie hiding? Well, maybe she's hiding in Utica. Better come back. 1924. Yeah, come back to Whitesboro Street. That's where we all want to see you. Isabella Patricola, All the Boys Love Mary, 1920. And this is Radiola, and yes, we're lurking somewhere in the vicinity of Radiola Manor, and not far from where Arthur Fields grew up, and that's about 2 miles, I'd say, a little less maybe, close enough. And I'm Andy Senior, and I was born here. I have to say it. This shows you how much ambition I have. I haven't left yet. I've never been away, and some people come back, and I've never had to come back because I've always been in the same, just glued to this, crazy glued to the spot here. Oh yes, A Stranger in My Own Hometown, and we're going to continue now on Radiola with Catherine Russell from the Boardwalk Empire CD, and this CD won a Grammy. And it's so rare that anything that I actually deeply enjoy wins anything. So I have to celebrate that. And Vince Giordano, of course. But here's Catherine Russell, and I assume she's being accompanied by Mark Shane, who was her normal pianist, on the recording of Crazy Blues, which of course was made famous by Mamie Smith in 1920. Well, here's Catherine Russell, whom we love her. Oh, yes, and we're going to see her on April 28th at the Palace Theater in Syracuse. She's going to be there, so get yourself a ticket, would you? That's worth going to. And I don't know if we'll go to New Jersey to see her again, but we certainly will go to Syracuse and anywhere around here. I'll have to tell you about Madison, New Jersey. I spent a month there one night. But Catherine Russell was great. She was the best thing. She was what justified the travail. But here's Catherine Russell with Crazy Blues.
Bad news. Now I've got the crazy blues. is gone and gave me the sack. So now I've got the crazy blues since my baby went away. I ain't got no time to lose. I must find him today. I'm gonna do like the Chinaman. Gotta get some hop, get myself a gun, and shoot myself a cop.